From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. While most of Congress' attention is on healthcare this morning, a bill is on the move to kill off protections meant to keep your internet browsing private from certain companies. The Senate voted yesterday to undo Obama administration privacy rules that would prevent internet providers like Comcast and Verizon from collecting and selling your browsing habits. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has more.
If the bill becomes law, as expected, it'll prevent the Obama-era privacy rules from coming into effect. They would have prevented cable and phone companies from using your data without your permission. Going forward, you'll have to opt out. Companies like Google and Facebook already use your data. Telecom companies want a level playing field. Baron Soka is president of the free market think tank Tech Freedom, which supports rolling back these rules.
There's absolutely no reason to have two separate sets of rules here for online privacy. We should have a consistent set of rules.
Privacy advocates don't buy these arguments. Jeff Chester is executive director of the Center for Digital Democracy.
The phone and cable companies are in a privileged position because by providing you with internet access, they're able to monitor everything you do. Even Google and Facebook can't do that.
He says we need these privacy rules because many Americans don't have much choice when it comes to broadband access. Republicans argue the Obama administration rules were too complicated and would hold back innovation. That's the party in control of Washington, so telecom companies are close to winning this fight. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.